Good Day America. Welcome. Is out to Joey, who's not feeling well, and you know, we're with you, pal. Just giving you a heads up, and the Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Joe's dealing with some issues right now. We want to wish him a lot of love and make sure he's having a good day. You know, it's here on the Sports Attack, it's rebranded, it's fun. We're going to have a good time with you today as we get into all the news and notes of the sports world. And for those of you who are settling in at the desk or heading somewhere or rolling on out somewhere, guess what? Well, you know, it's all about you. It's all about radio on the go. It's all about the various different ways, devices, and everything else you can use to get the kind of radio that you want. And, you know, just looking here, weather changed. Man, dropped into the 30s last night. And out here this morning, the mommies are wrapped up. All the guys running their dogs are wrapped up. But they're still out there doing it, and they all got their headphones plugged in one form or another. And I know they're listening to some Spanish and Black. How do I know? Because you can get it on your Android. You can get it on your iPhone. If you're sitting at the desk, you get it on the PC. Click on the Listen Live button, and we are right there for you, which is a good thing. And, of course, you know, if you're heading to the park or, like I said, outside jogging along, doing whatever you need to be doing, well, guess what? You know, it's iHeart, it's TuneIn, it's Stitcher. It's all the various platforms that are available now. In the old days, you know, we don't have the Sports Attack thing up there yet. But go to Sports Byline USA. Click on it, and there we are. You know, or at least there I am, which is a beautiful thing. Hi, Mom. Hello, Mom. Yeah, there, little boy's waving at me. Hello. For us, what's most important, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect our six each and every day. We love them. They love us right back. If you're out there, you see somebody in a uni, take a hike up to them, say hi. Let them know that we appreciate what they're doing, and then be on your way. We'll be on our way to a commercial. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Let's tap out. Don't go anywhere.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at Anchor.fm.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, and wherever you happen to be at this particular moment. Interesting times in the world of sports, shall we say. There's some strange things going on, including the fact that there's a whole bunch going on in the NFL. NFL is hemorrhaging money right now. World Series going on, Cubs replacing coaches, NFL games to preview and all that kind of good stuff. But what I found one of the stranger things, although I did predict it, is that the Yankees decided right when we were going off the air yesterday to part ways with Joe Girardi. Now, quite frankly, I know as much as they do. There was no obvious thing going on here with Joe Girardi where he and Brian Cashman were feuding publicly, where he and ownership were feuding publicly, where he was demanding the sky for his services. No, none of that was going on. But what was going on was a good core of a young team coming up and a manager who manages tight. This isn't to say that Joe Girardi is not a very good manager, because he is. Some managers are loosey-goosey. Some managers manage tight. Some guys are comfortable. Just on the physical appearance and how tense he was and intense he is, just looked like he would rather be doing something else. Now, as we all know, that is the furthest thing from the truth. He loved the job. He was passionate about it. Put his whole heart into it, was incredibly happy to be back managing in New York, because when he managed in his other stops, it took his family out of New York. He's a big-time family guy. They love it here in the New York metropolitan area. They gave him a glowing send-off as far as his accomplishments on and off the field, the way he behaved as a Yankee, putting his heart into every game that he managed over the last decade. But I think that line right there is a key. Because, look, it's not – understand something. It's all well and good to have passion and be intense and be players. It just does. And although after his managerial blunder in the ALCS, his players literally stood behind him. And, you know, Todd Frazier was the guy that was public about it. You notice some of the younger guys didn't say much. And I don't know that, you know, they chose one person or they chose not to talk or whatever the circumstances were. But here was a guy who had been brought in midseason publicly defending the manager out in front of the cameras. And when they won the series, they said they won it for Joe, and he was the guy out in front saying it. Now, you know, other people said the right thing, some of the younger guys. But it wasn't like they were doing cartwheels for Joe in the dugout. And I'm talking about the core of Aaron Judge and the catcher and the second base and shortstop combo. You know, now, when you look at it and you compare it to Joe Torre, you know, Joe Torre was beloved by his players. You know, Derek Jeter to this day calls him Mr. Torre. And like I said, there were a couple of players after the division series who were, you know, we wanted for the skipper and blah, blah, blah. But there were a whole bunch that weren't, that didn't. You know, Girardi, it's not that he's aloof. He's just intense. And he has a very nose to the grindstone kind of thing. Joe was much more laid back. And after Torre left, I thought it was a really wise decision for the Yankees to go with a grinder, because you had a bunch of older veterans that were going to walk all over a laid-back kind of guy who didn't walk into the clubhouse with the gravitas and the respect that Joe Torre had built over his tenure from 96 to 07. Well, Girardi was that guy. Well, first of all, you know, he had won in pinstripes. He won three titles as the catcher for Girardi. But then you throw into the mix, Yankees will back up their managers, especially now that the boss is dead. And it's the Yankee way. Well, there's nobody that epitomizes the Yankee way better than Joe Girardi. But as you notice the transition, as they went from the Jeters stepping off the stage and the Marianos stepping off the stage and into the Aaron Judges getting on the stage and everything else, he gave them a good core of, you know, this is the way we do it. This is the Yankee way, the disciplined way. But they're also a generation that uses social media and is all over the place, you know, as far as the instant gratification and everything else, Twitter. And often than not, you know, I mean, it Joe's not one of those guys. He did buy into the analytics. And for the most part, Chris Carter being the obvious exception. But, you know, with that, it's maybe it's time to move on. I don't think it's the right decision. I guess we will find out. Because don't forget, a lot of these guys are first year in. Under different stewardship. And like I said, there's a, you know, I was reading a couple of the articles. They literally named everybody in baseball who is on a coaching staff or managing somewhere in the minor leagues or wherever they're managing as a possible successor, so long as they had a tie to the Yankees. You know, I have a couple of guys that I think have a real good possibility of getting in there. Don Mattingly being one of them, if he's buying into the analytics, because they're undergoing circumstances right now in Miami where he doesn't know if he's going to have a job. Jeter's evaluating the entire organization. And he's laid back. And if they're looking for that laid back slash Joe Torre model, he's one of those guys. There's a guy down in the minors who's managed all these. And maybe they think he's the guy to steer these kids. And there's the usual suspects like Pena and Rob Thompson and, you know, various different people. You know, what I did appreciate, because Gary Sanchez came out with a tweet. He said, "Thank you, Joe, for all your help and support. We'll be grateful to you." And that was good to see, because he was hard on Sanchez. First of all, they played the same position. Second, he benched Sanchez a few times and he went after him for his defense. And to me, that's the mark of a mature player, is that you recognize that you have to work on your game. And Joe made him work. Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. I want to wrap up with that and get on other baseball stuff right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Do not go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back to The Attack. Yeah, we like that. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Out in the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's totally telephone number of The Attack. And again, Joe Girardi getting canned. And like I said, most of the sports articles, we have absolutely no knowledge of anything that goes on with the Yankees. you know, and I'm talking on national stuff, have literally everybody that's ever been connected to the Yankees, everybody who's ever been to a Yankee game, everybody who's ever had a Yankee ball cap on. I mean, it's that kind of thing. And reality, if they're truly looking to make a cut all the way from Joe Girardi, there's a lot of guys that they can go to. Now, Rob Thompson's the bench coach. He's highly regarded, but I don't see it. He's in the organization 28 years now. I don't think so. You know, long shots like Reggie Willits, who's the outfield coach and base running coordinator, you know, he's well respected, but I don't think making the jump. You know, Kevin Long, who's had a history with the Yankees, he's in the mix to be the next Nationals manager. I'm sure he'll take the interview. Who wouldn't want to be the Yankee manager? Trey Hillman, he's over in Korea right now. He waited a long time to try to get a shot in the major leagues. I talked to you about that they respect a whole lot. But I'm going to throw a name at you here that don't be surprised if this ends up being the guy. And this is Al Padrique. Who? Al Padrique. He's the AAA Scranton Wilkes manager for their AAA affiliate in the Yankee organization. And there's a number of reasons why this guy might end up getting the job, not the least of which is, and these names will sound familiar, Gary Sanchez, Aaron Judge, Greg Bird, Gleyber Torres, Clint Frazier. He's managed every single one of them at AAA. He has also managed, over the course of the season, 17 other guys touched on the Major League roster at various different points. They are incredibly high on him. And his style is different. He's not as intense. That was Mark Teixeira's criticism of Girardi. He's familiar with the organization. More important, he's been hands-on with all these players and their development through the organization. It's going to be one of those deals where everybody's going to go, who? And it's going to be a bunch of criticism. Now, he did manage for a brief period of time in Arizona, when Arizona was literally bottoming out. And I want to say he was not particularly successful. No, he wasn't. He ended up with he took over for Bob Bradley back in 2004. He was 22-61, but this team finished at 51-111. And I mean, literally, they had nothing left. You know, Randy was done. Luis Gonzalez was done. Steve Finley was done. But he's got 14 years of managerial experience under his belt. 827-775 for a .516 winning percentage overall. Now, understand something. You know, with the pros mixed into that, that shades the record. Understand, part of what goes on in the minor leagues is that you have to do what the organization wants. And a perfect example, you look at all the players that the Yankees brought up and took out at a AAA level. Well, they gutted the AAA roster. And he still won a title. You know, it's minor leagues. I get it. Learned how to win. From all accounts, in working with the kids, he's very young. I mean, they're very young, excuse me. And he had the opportunity to mold them. And evidently, from all accounts, he's done a very good job. You know, he's got a couple of things working against him. He's 57 years old. So do they bring him in for a 5-year run, 6-year run? That's possible. He's 63 at that point in time because it's a young man's game in many aspects. And the other thing is obviously when he was managing in Arizona, he didn't have any success. But that team was dead in the water. But don't be surprised if he gets the call. I mean, he's one of those dudes that, you know, they fly under the radar every now and then. And he's definitely one of those guys flying under the radar. But when it comes down to it, because there's no name guy out there. The only name guy is baseball. And should Donnie get it? Okay. I could go with that, quite honestly. I would have no issue with that. Productive. But I don't know. I mean, maybe the organization doesn't think that highly of him. Entirely possible. We'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 if you want to chime in. And also, at Bob Black 71. Sports Attack rolls on here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Another organization which went after it were the Cubs. And, you know, their coaching staff, they got rid of Chris Bozio. They got rid of John Malley. They got rid of Gary Jones. Well, you know what the next step is. You get rid of Joe Madden. Joe Madden's star has fallen. This is one of the weirder things that's happened in baseball over the last couple of years, is by winning a championship, Joe Madden's star has actually fallen. Because many of the people around baseball think they won in spite of his decision-making process. They should have lost to Cleveland last year and didn't. And Tito got some blame for that. This year, they didn't even get there. Now, part of that is construction of the team. Kyle Schwarber took a major step back. Their pitching got older. They dealt with injuries. They still made the playoffs, but they got off to a really sluggish start with the hangover that they had. And his, you know, what's cute and clever when you're winning becomes odd and it's eccentric when you're losing. And even though they didn't lose, they didn't make it back to the World Series. And that's, you know, it's funny for a city that was unable to win anything for 100 years. Now they're a demanding baseball city. The White Sox perpetually stink. And the Cubs are never going to be accepted as lovable losers again. They will never take that step back. They can't. Now, I don't know when the next time they're going to win a World Series is. Maybe it is with Joe Madden. But I have news for you. If they don't get back next year, he'll be gone. And I'm not talking back to the playoffs. I'm talking back to the World Series. Unless there's some extraordinary circumstance where, you know, they make it to the playoffs, but three guys get injured in the last couple of weeks of the season, you know, something along those lines. That would save him. But you think about what happened this year, right? Joe Girardi makes the playoffs, gone. John Farrell makes the playoffs, gone. Dusty Baker makes the playoffs, gone. 3 out of 6. Gone. No messing around. you know. This is hard. You know, these are guys who won. Dusty Baker did a hell of a job with the Nationals. Moved right along. Bye. Kevin Long's probably going to end up being the manager over there. Boston Red Sox, we spent all that money. John Farrell got him to the World Series. Got him back to the playoffs. Gone. What have you done for us lately? And in Girardi. Hello. Let's tap out. Annie Cruz on the other side here on The Attack. You'll enjoy it. Trust me.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's my pleasure to welcome Annie Cruz to The Attack. Annie Cruz, who works for Vivid, has a terrific portfolio, as I've observed, and is on the radio as well. She's an all-around badass, and she's got that resume that's made it too as well. And she joins us here on The Attack. How you doing, Annie? Nice to have you with us. You are a professional badass. I mean, you are a fighter. You're a stunt person. You've got all kinds of things going on right now. And that's paid off. I don't know how to tangle with you. Well, yeah, I really do. But not getting my butt kicked.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things that I do, and fighting is definitely one of them, that's for sure.
Has it paid off for you? Did that open up some doors? And you know, I mean, it's a mixed bag doing porn and, you know, fighting and all kinds of good stuff. But being a stunt person, being able to be physical in other ways probably has worked for you.
Yeah, for sure. I quit working an adult and I I'm a part of the industry, I guess, in a sense, because of my radio show and just, you know, still welcoming my fans to a lot of the appearances that I do. But I just recently got back into wrestling. I had first started off as a boxer, and then I got into professional competitive grappling, rather, like competitive wrestling. And right. then I quit for like a good 7 years because girls were getting hurt, and I was like, I really don't want to get hurt. And then that kind of opened the door for me to get into pro-style wrestling, and I did a couple of things on WEW on pay-per-view, Women's Extreme Wrestling, did that for a hot minute, and then that kind of opened the door for me to do more stunt work because, you know, pro wrestling, we all know what pro wrestling is all about, obviously. And then I just recently got back into competitive wrestling about a year ago. So I've been, I like to practice, I guess you could call it that, with boys because it kind of helps me with my strength working with people that are much bigger than me. So
okay.
I can't complain. I like it.
Yeah, no, obviously. I look, I'm old, but I'm still pretty tough. well-muscled, you know, I know how to wrestle. I certainly know how to submit. did you find, you know, again, it's been a progression for you. Did you find that there was some blowback coming out of the adult industry and trying to move into the quote-unquote legit, although with Harvey Weinstein, who knows?
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. That's a whole bag of worms that we could totally get into or not. no, I've been kind of lucky since I've kind of tried to go into a different route with my career. I have like two independent films that are in post-production at the moment that I'm really proud and excited to be a part of. Can't wait for that, the release of both films. And everybody kind of welcomed me with open arms, knowing the background of which I came from. I haven't had any issues with that yet. I mean, it's kind of to be expected in any industry, right? Not just Hollywood, you know, anywhere you kind of deal with stuff like that. But as far as dealing with, any hardships or issues with trying forward, not so much. It's actually been, quite the exciting ride for me, if anything else.
Well, that's really cool. Annie Cruz joining us here on the attack. And I, you know, it's funny because I guess we will open that bag of worms or a bag of crap, whatever you want to call them. You know, I find it interesting in that, well, first of all the, oh my God, I never knew this was going on. What a pile of crap. I was around the industry for a long time. I got my chops in acting and I had people make advances towards me that I was not comfortable with. And,
oh, I'm sure.
You know, and did you find, you know, particularly, and I know this will sound like a strange question, but working in porn, did people just assume that you were going to be willing to do certain things? And did you have to deal with that and say, hey, look, you know, on film is one thing, off camera is another thing?
Right. I mean, I dealt with that over the years. I mean, I was in the business for a good 13, 14 years. And over the years, I have dealt with people that were either industry or non-industry where they kind of just assume, like, hey, you do this for a living or you've done A, B, C, and D on camera, you'll be willing to do this, you know, for me, I guess, personally. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like you were saying earlier, nobody ever wants to mess with me. it's kind of one of those things where, you know, when no means no and whatever else. But yeah, I've dealt with that many, many times, both inside and outside of the industry. But I think more so in the industry, a lot of people have a better understanding that, like, hey, you know, this is, I don't like to say, oh, this is work, because when I was in the industry, I didn't really look at it as being work because it's a lot of fun. Obviously, what I was doing for a living, like who can't not enjoy that, right? But when it comes down to certain people, I guess, you know, when you meet certain people, they automatically assume like, oh, well, I saw you do this with him, why not with me and whatever else. But as far as that goes, I've always been able to, you know, kind of, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for here? Not
fend it
put
off.
Myself in a position where I'm like that vulnerable. What was that? What did you say?
I said fend it off.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it raises an interesting point, though, because, you know, in The adult industry, I would assume there are people that can make or break your career the same as in any other film industry. When you look at the power that this crud wielded, and then you're hearing the stuff about Ben Affleck, you're hearing the stuff about his brother, you're hearing,
right?
I've been around it. I know what goes on. I know all of this. I guess it's a tough decision to have to make if you're an actress, and, well, for that matter, an actor, because what's his name? Vanderbeek said the same thing. I would imagine that's got to be one of the toughest decisions that you ever have to make, is do you acquiesce or do you just tell them to go F themselves and kick them in the stones?
Right, because when you think about it, it's like a lot of these actresses that are, you know, alleging, making all these allegations against Harvey Weinstein, right? It's like, okay, when you think back to it, okay, obviously this has been going on for years and years and years, and nobody ever said anything or it never came out like it has now. It's like, you think about it, you're like, okay, so all these people that are coming forward, like, they obviously didn't say anything, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. But is it because they were afraid, okay, am I going to lose my career over this if I say something? Right. Do I have to listen to everything he says and all that kind of stuff? And right now, what's interesting is that, I don't know if you've heard the latest, but, I just found this out this morning, but apparently there is a Playboy Playmate. I might have this information wrong, but from what I heard, a Playboy Playmate or someone that was also in the adult industry, let's just put it that way, in the adult industry, is now alleging that he had grabbed her boob at a party or something. So if this is true, right, which I don't doubt it, but I'm obviously it's, you know, allegations, did he do it because he knew that she was in the adult industry and felt that, like what we were just discussing a moment ago, like, oh, well, you do porn for a living, so right, it's okay if I do this because you like it, or, right, you know, you're supposed to like it. Because, you know, and the thing that sucks about, coming from my industry, whether you're currently in it or not in it anymore, like, in my case, is that it's very difficult for any woman who works in the adult entertainment industry to cry rape or some sort of assault, because they're a sex worker. So there's no such thing as raping a sex worker, for example. And that's the sad thing about it. That's what sucks about that. So when I heard about this whole this new allegation against him in regards to a woman who was in the adult industry, it made me think, well, did it really happen? And if it really did happen, was that what was going through his head? Because obviously he has no problem doing this with other women that are not adult. But did it just push the envelope further for him because, you know, she is? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I hope this continues to happen. Because like I said, this goes back. I mean, you go back to the beginning of film. And this stuff
right.
is going on.
And
you know, we can do hours on this. But, yeah, you know, it just – there's a legitimacy to, hey, let the talented people show their talent without having to pay
right.
that kind of price for
right.
it. And,
right.
and you know something? If you're good enough, you make it. And if you're not, guess what? Back to the Burger
exactly.
King or, you know, wherever it was that it came out of. And guess
yeah.
what? The world right. needs hamburger flippers too. That's all right.
Right.
You know, let's move on before I lose you here. And the projects that you have going, you said you have a couple in post-production. Let's talk about that for a couple minutes before we have to let you go.
Oh, certainly. So there's this one movie, independent film called Paint It Red. It's in post-production at the moment right now. And I play this muse to this artist. It's about this Irish painter who upon a bunch of money that some bank robbers stashed in the alleyway of his building, and so he doesn't know what to do with it. And basically the bank robbers come back for the loot and they're like, someone had to have stolen it. So they kind of go into the adjacent apartment buildings and start picking people off one by one until they can find their money. I play the neighbor of this painter that lives in the building across from his. Interact with each other physically. He just kind of he sketches me and paints me without my knowledge, hence why I'm his muse, I guess you could say. And sometimes I'll flirt with him, and I don't want to like give too much spoilers. It was a very, very fun role that I got to play in that movie. The second film is actually based on a true story. I'm not quite sure if I'm allowed to talk about it just yet because they were kind of very hush-hush about it, but I can briefly mention that it's about a guy who ends up murdering his best friend. And there's all these different things that kind of revolve around it. But it's based on a true story, and it's actually very sad. And that's a film that I'm actually pretty excited for its release as well. So...
sounds good.
Some exciting stuff.
Well, we'll just have to get you back on to talk about that one.
Yeah,
Vivid
totally,
Radio.
Totally.
Vivid Radio 115 on Mondays, correct?
4:15.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And Vivid 4:15. Make sure you check it out. And Deshaun Watson, Athlete of the Month. Okay, he doesn't do it for me, but he might for you.
You're talking about Deshaun Watson, right? Derek Watson?
Yep.
Is it Derek Watson? Yeah.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's young. He just turned 22, like, last month. I didn't realize how young he was. But, I mean, again, all these athletes are so young these days, right? But, I mean, didn't he just go through a whole spree of, like, touchdowns? Didn't he do, like, a 5-touchdown? What is he for you?
He's pretty good. He's a quarterback, and he's going to be around for a while. But unfortunately, we're not going to be around for a while. I got to let you go, kid. Somewhere down the line, I hope we have you back on. This was a heck of a lot of fun and a really good conversation. I hope you can
do
it again.
Thanks so much for having me. Yes, for sure. All right. Take care, man.
You got it. Annie Cruz here in the attack. I mean, again, it was something I wanted to go into with her just because of the fact that, you know, everybody assumes you're in the adult entertainment industry, or you were. As in the case of her, that it's just, hey, no holds barred. We can do anything we want. So anyway, that was a good conversation with Annie Cruz. It was nice to be able to open up that can of worms a little bit and get a woman's perspective. Fun stuff. We'll have her back somewhere down the line. Let's step aside here and make sure we pay the bills, as it were. I am Bob Black. You are not. Do not go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
One of my favorite Rolling Stones songs. Actually, one of the few favorite Rolling Stones songs that I actually care for. There's a couple. I was more of a Beatle guy than a Rolling Stone guy, but hey. It was a good time. We kind of veered out of the sports. We're going to talk a lot about Deshaun Watson and athletes and sex and all that kind of good stuff. But the Harvey Weinstein stuff, you know, it crosses all boundaries. Because if you ask any female reporter who has been in a locker room, anybody who's doing play-by-play or color right now, there is a built-in prejudice against them, as in some marks made. And, you know, we've seen coaches staring at boobs on the sidelines. You know, Brett Musburger, you know, a 70-year-old fool talking about A.J. McCarron's girlfriend. And, you know, I mean, It unfortunately for women, it goes with the territory. Not rightfully so, but it does. And there you have Annie Cruz, who has made the transition. Legitimate movies. Now you have to question that. And she's still dealing with the same crap. You know, this is the world we live in. There's a new story today about some guy on CNN, Mark Halperin. You know, one of those liberal bastions who has been trying to do the same thing to women for decades, evidently. You know, it's everybody, no matter what side of the aisle you sit on, there's people who are cruds who are going to try to do those things. There are people who do what I do for a living who are going to try to do those things. Don't stand for it. And Annie Cruz doesn't. And like I said, you wouldn't want to tangle with her. Look up the resume. She is a professional badass. And trust me, she'll open up some can on you. No question about it. Well, let's tap out on this. Make those incredible predictions that I make each and every week. I think I'm like 7 games under .500 now. But we'll get to that and have a whole bunch of fun here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There was a release of documents, but it's going to be at least 6 more months before Americans can see everything that law enforcement and the intelligence community has when it comes to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Here's the latest from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
President Trump last night went along with FBI and CIA requests to withhold thousands of pages of classified documents. They include a file on the chief of the CIA's Dallas office in November 1963. Also held back is a dossier on a Dallas businessman who met with nightclub owner Jack Ruby shortly before Ruby shot and killed Kennedy assassin Lee Harvey Oswald.
NFL ratings down at least 5% this season. Fox CEO James Murdoch says that's because there are too many games on TV and not because some players take a knee during the national anthem. This is USA Radio News.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Our goal is not war.
U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says Washington's goal is not to go to war with North Korea. Mattis speaks as he visits the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea hours ago.
We're doing everything we can to solve this diplomatically. Everything we can. That ultimately our diplomats have to be backed up by strong soldiers.
Two abortion rules in Alabama struck down by a federal judge. One limited how close abortion clinics could be to public schools. The other rule banned a method of ending pregnancies in the second trimester, a federal judge finding the laws unconstitutional. Two American women lost at sea for 5 months are now safe after they were rescued by the U.S. Navy about 900 miles from Japan. That after a fishing vessel finally spotted their small boat a few days ago. You can spot us online anytime at usaradio.com.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
A new study says almost all of the Americans who became soldiers for ISIS are now unaccounted for, and that's causing great worry for U.S. authorities. The report released this week by a security consulting group in Washington says the government cannot account for over 120 Americans who are known to have joined ISIS in the past. A California teenager thought he was just pulling a prank, but now he's in jail, as we hear from USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
A 13-year-old California boy under arrest after he donned a Halloween mask and pointed a gun at a teacher. The student at Ontario, California's De Anza Middle School wore a mask similar to the killer in the movie Scream. He then ran through the hallways waving around a handgun, going into a classroom and pointing it at a teacher in front of a class of students. The school was placed on a lockdown while they searched for him, but the teen somehow escaped. Police found him walking a mile from the school with the weapon and the mask in a backpack. I'm Jason Wirt.
And golfer Tiger Woods is due shortly in a Palm Beach, Florida courtroom. He's to be arraigned on charges of reckless driving, improper stopping, and driving under the influence. You might remember police arrested Woods last May when they found him asleep at the wheel of his Mercedes. The Miami Herald reports Woods is expected to plead guilty to reckless driving and enter a pre-trial medication diversion program. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. In today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you're out and about, go to iHeart, go to TuneIn, go to Stitcher. We are there. Click you on Sports Byline. You'll find us. Go listen live. We're there. And if you have all the devices, whether it's your iPhone, whether it's your Android, sit there with the laptop, maybe in the park doing some work, maybe at the desk doing some work, bosses like that. You know, check it out. Check it out. And if you're able to do that, guess what? You know, it's there for you, quite honestly. And anything you want to talk about, we had talk with Andy Cruz. We had Joe Girardi talk. We're going to get into some football here in hour two. There was a game last night. There's more games coming up. Always stories in the world of the National Football League. Talk a little Chicago Cubs. You're next, Joe Madden. You're next. And the Nets in basketball have a buyer, which is pretty good. And a good time. And we will also talk a little bit about the National Football League, which can't get out of its own way when it comes to the anthem protests. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network, Anthem, American Forces. Yeah, it seems like a nice segue. Can't make it up. Look, you see the guys and girls in the street. Give them an attaboy or an attagirl and be on your way. That's all I can say about it. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Sports Attack rolls on. And where to start? Well, let's wrap up with a little baseball story. A.J. Finch denying that there was an altercation in the hotel that they were staying at in Pasadena. That hotel guests arrived on the premises and began talking trash about the Astros. TMZ, citing unnamed sources, it could have been ESPN, the same thing, said Hinch snapped and began yelling and cursing in the middle of the bar. A witness said it turned physical and police were summoned to address the situation. Hinch said there was no altercation. It's a shame I get asked about some nonsense, some fabrications, and blah, blah, blah. Nobody filed charges, so I guess, you know, it's all good. The other thing, before we get into hardcore football stuff, is, again, the anthem just won't go away. Ratings are down overall about 5%, which is not hardcore, but it is significant. A 5% drop does matter, and that's overall for the season. It's probably going to get worse as teams drop out. Where they are seeing it, and I've noticed this quite a bit, is in the stands. And they don't make their money in the stands. Get that. You know, they make their money through concessions. They make their money, through television. They make their money through everything outside. Once their fannies are in the seats, you know. Now, understand, some of the corporate sponsors that are big, like Papa John's and USAA in particular, I mean, they sponsor Army Navy. They ain't gonna mess around when it comes to the anthem. And as usual, the leagues tried to sweep things under the rug. A week earlier, Goodell, prior to the 2 days of New York meetings, said they hoped the players and owners could move past the anthem issues at the meetings, and somehow if that was accomplished, you know, blah, blah, blah. Jerry Jones, you saw all of him. There was rumor that there was going to be a mandate that you know, And the group of people that were at the meeting, Kaepernick, the guy who started it, wasn't there. Troy Vincent, who works in the offices, who is a very, very good player, said that, you know, he cared deeply about the players' concerns but had little patience for the protests. And he actually called John Lynch and told him that if Eric Reed showed up, that nobody would take him seriously. And the 11 owners that were there, a couple of the hardliners weren't. You know, Jerry wasn't there. But what did come out of this, which I found interesting, is that Goodell probably showed more leadership in handling this meeting than he has in a long, long time on any of the other issues facing the league. He told the owners that morning that their job that morning was to listen, not talk, listen. It wasn't a negotiation. Jerry Jones, like I said, wasn't invited in this particular one. You know, I understand something. He and Bob McNair, who were two of the hardliners, live in Texas. People in Texas don't put up with this crap. Anquan Boldin, Malcolm Jenkins, two guys who led protests. Demario Davis. They walked in. They were very cordial with the owners, which is not usually the case, particularly when it involves any kind of labor dispute. Gerald McCoy was there. And Demario Davis, evidently the Jets linebacker, stood up and told the owners, he said, look, I'm going to break it down for you guys and make it simple. You're not supporting us, and until you do, there's going to be an issue. Now, it's tough to separate sports and politics these days. And they came up with a quasi-plan. Guy who does PR for the Brooklyn Cyclones, believe it or not, came up with a pretty good idea. And they're trying to persuade the players to just stand for the anthem. If you want to protest afterwards, raise your fist, whatever circumstances are. Do it, but stand for the anthem. Now, according to the report from ESPN, Demora Smith had virtually nothing to say. Players did most of the talking. You know, Terry Pegula, kept on calling Anquan Boldin Antoine at the meeting and said that there had to be a spokesman from the players because it couldn't be a white owner, but it needs to be somebody who's black. And everybody kind of cringed at that one. And at that point, Robert Kraft said, can we just shut the bleep up and end this? Even the players laughed and said, okay, it's time to shut it down. But you know, the 11 owners sat, talked, went back to their ownership group. Meeting broke at about 5 o'clock. They met the following day. Jones was at that one. You know, Snyder runs the Redskins. Made the comment that, see, Jerry gets it. 90% of the Americans are for guys standing. Now, McNair, who runs the Titans, made the comment, we can't have the inmates running the prison. That offended a lot of people. Okay. You know, it's a phrase. He wasn't calling them prisoners. He wasn't calling them in. You know, it. They met with the reporters afterwards. For a change, Jones had nothing to say. They're in panic mode. They don't know how this is going to turn out. But the sponsors are getting shaky. The ratings are down. There's a couple of sponsors that supposedly are ready to pull. And if that happens, the ramifications will be felt throughout all of professional sports. We're going to tap out when we come back. NFL, let's get to the games.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
All aboard!
Yeah, a little Ozzy Christmas back. And why not? You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Again, this is a big-time issue. Big-time issue. And it's not going away. But sponsors may go away. Last night's game, Flacco gets knocked out. No worries. Ravens take care of business. Destroying Miami. Forty to nothing. Flacco's best game of the season. There's going to be a suspension. They ruled him out of the game at halftime. Later on, Ndamukong Suh choked the backup quarterback. I don't know what's going on down there in Miami, but it's they're in the process of having some issues. All that team. I didn't expect them to win because of the fact that Matt Moore was playing quarterback for them. But boy, oh boy, they just put him away. And I mean big. Moore was 25 of 44. They didn't let him throw the ball down the field. He averaged 4 yards per. Flacco was 10 of 15 when he went out of the game. Alex Collins for Baltimore, 18 carries, 113 yards. That really enabled them to establish a lot. And the defense showed up. It's still not a very good defense. Against an undermanned Miami defense, it was enough. Sunday action, Twickenham Stadium. Over in jolly old England, Vikings and the Browns. Browns looking for their first win. Vikings at 5-2, getting it done with Case Keenum. I don't know how the hell that's going to play out. I got to tell you, that is one of the weirder things going on in football right now. Great line, by the way. In the comment section by this woman, Kathy Lamb Baker. She said, what are the odds that the Browns missed the plane? They've missed tackles, missed passes. Running backs have missed the holes, and they missed the blocks. Why not miss the plane? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now, what's going on with the Vikings is kind of astounding. And you got to give Zimmer a lot of credit here. I mean, you think about it. They're down their number one receiver for so high on in the draft. And their number one quarterback goes down and they're 5-2. Hello? That's pretty damn impressive. Now, on the other side of the coin, Cleveland can't win on Gots. They're 0-7. Around next year. They haven't quit. They're playing hard, which ultimately is what it's about. When you have a bad team, and they do have a bad team. Nobody was expecting anything this season, but they were expecting them to win 3 games, 4 games. Right now they're 0-7. So they need to win a couple here, otherwise you will be gone. You know, and we'll find out. Case Keenum has gotten it done, and he'll continue. where he throws four picks or something along those lines. And, you know, I'm not projecting. I don't want him to do it. I'm just saying I find it very odd that a guy with his track record can win five games. And he's managed to do it. So credit where credit is due. I think Cleveland will win anyway. I told you I'm going to keep picking them every single week until they finally win a game. So they're going to win this week. I got to keep picking them. They're really killing my overall record. I don't know how much longer I can, you know. You're killing me, Cleveland. You're killing me, man. Raiders go up against the Bills. This is an interesting game. Raiders right now are sitting at 3-4, and the Bills are at 4-2. Who would have thunk it? And you would have thought that would have been reversed. Yet here, Oakland goes on the road. They looked impressive at the beginning of the season offensively. And then on their four-game skid, they've managed only 53 points. Then they come back and they beat Kansas City after falling behind. You know, Carr's out for two games with a back injury. Then he throws for 417 yards and three touchdowns. I mean, you know, it's no mystery here. That's the key. He's on the field, they win. He's off the field, they lose. Tyrod Taylor had a big game last week against Tampa Bay, but Tampa Bay sucks. And by the way, I'm wondering if they're starting to rethink all of that down there. From their head coach to everything else that's going on. Jameis. I know it's on the road, and I know the Raiders are coming west-east, but I'm going with the Raiders in this one. They got to straighten out the ship. Because the playoffs be slipping away. Coats and the Bungles. 2-5 against 2-4. You know, the NFL right now, they're starting to... It's starting to sort itself out. Possible. Jacksonville whipped their ass last week. Cincinnati loses to Pittsburgh. They got to win in order to get there. You know, Colts line, understand something here, and I don't know that this has ever happened in the history of the National Football League before. Jacksonville sacked Jacoby Brissett, who can run 10 times. And it was the second time this season that they had a 10-yard sack game. That tells you everything you need to know about Indianapolis and why they're probably going to end up cleaning house over there. Now, Gregson, you know, they brought him in. They got to give him a little time to get it done. But and by the way, he is going to miss the entire season. I'm telling you that right now. He's not going to play this year. And if he does, I will be amazingly surprised. I'll eat my crow like I always do, but I will be incredibly surprised. Jacoby Brissett is the sacrificial lamb for this year for the Colts. And they're going to finish with 2 wins, 3 wins, maybe 4 wins, and they're going to try to get him an offensive lineman and draft offensive lineman. Literally every pick in the draft should be an offensive lineman. And when Andrew Luck comes back next year, they might have a chance to win some games. Their defense is slowly getting better. But Malik Hooker's out. And Cincinnati, you know, what's going on with Marvin Lewis? I mean, first of all, he's going to be out the door, but, you know, Bill Lazor, who calls the plays, touches. Well, I mean, he called them, but nothing went to Joe Mixon or A.J. Green, who last time I looked were pretty good players offensively. I mean, reluctantly, just because of the fact that both teams stink. I'll go Bengals here. You never know with either one of these teams. Chargers come east to play the Patriots. Patriots are 5-2, but man, it's a soft 5-2. Chargers are much better than people think. They're 3-4. They finally have straightened it out after starting off so bad. They're going to give the Patriots some grief. Let me assure you. New England's a touchdown favorite. Don't be surprised if this goes to a field goal. Brandon Cook's having a monster year. Melvin Gordon's back in the saddle. And oh, by the way, Phillip Rivers is still good. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're going down the scoreboard here. picking games, picking our nose and picking our behind. And, you know, it look, at this point, you can pretty much tell who's the good teams, who's the bad teams. It's all a question as to who's going to stay healthy. Falcons are 3-3, and the cure for the Super Bowl hangover is right around the corner in the New York Jets, who play hard each and every week. I don't still know whether or not Todd Bowles is going to be a great football coach, but I'll tell you one thing. After clearing the deadwood out of the locker room that they had last year and sucking for Sam this year, the Jets at 3-4 have played hard and well for Todd Bowles. Simple as that. He went with the veteran quarterback rather than taking a chance on one of the kids, because he didn't want to lose the locker room. And they're still going to get a high draft pick, because they, you know, they will wear down as the rest of the season goes. But Todd Bowles has done nothing to deserve saying that, because of the way he's rallied this team and has them playing hard each and every week. And by the way, they should be 4-3, not 3-4. They should have won that game against Miami. But they didn't. And your record is what it is. Falcons will win, however. 49ers and the Eagles. 49ers come east. Eagles on a serious roll. Carson Wentz is playing MVP caliber football. I think Cleveland wishes they had picked him. Yeah, well, that's in the rearview mirror. Hindsight is foresight on the day of. After that, it's hindsight. Philadelphia is 6-1. They're going to go to 7-1. Against the 49ers. This game. You know, Tampa Bay is one of those teams sitting at 2-4 right now. Everything is on the line. They're playing at home. Every time Cam gets asked a question about the lack of production on offense, he cops an attitude, rolls his eyes, and walks out of the press conference. This is what you have, Carolina. This is your quarterback. This is your leader. He can't take the heat. He's an incredibly talented guy. I mean, I have no issue with Cam as a player. Everybody struggles. They don't protect him. 22 sacks on the year. Greg Olsen's out. Ryan Khalil's out. You know, don't kid yourself. That's one of the biggest things. And they always talk about,
well, the two most important players on a football field are the quarterback and the offensive tackle.
Yeah, maybe. I put the centers on equal footing. Ask about what's gone on with the offense in Seattle since Mac went to New Orleans. Khalil's out. Ask about what's happened with the protection schemes in Indianapolis since their center went down. You got to understand what goes on in the trenches. When you're calling all the blocking schemes and you're the guy in charge of all that, and you're the guy that hands the football, and only two people touch the football every single play in football. That's the center and the quarterback. And if you don't think that matters, you're out of your mind. Tampa Bay sitting at the bottom. They're giving up points. Their vaunted defense is not that vaunted. DJ Ward's ticked off because he's not playing enough. Gerald McCoy's ticked off. Coach is starting to lose control of the locker room. Everybody's loving Tampa Bay in this game. I'm liking Carolina. I know they're having a hard time protecting Cam. I think they're going to find ways to get the ball out quicker and roll him out a little bit. This is the season for Tampa Bay right here. We'll find out. Houston goes west to play Seattle. Houston 3-3. Seattle amazingly 4-2. Seattle does not score. They finally looked like they were starting to come around last week. And oh, by the way, Seattle's not on top of their division, the Los Angeles Rams. Yeah, you heard me right. They're on top. Defense is still playing defense, but they don't score. And in today's NFL, you got to score. They don't get the production on the offensive. And that is, we can take athletes from any position and make them offensive linemen. It's paid off sometimes, but many times it hasn't. Either they'd like to have Russell Okung back anchoring that line. Yeah. They have a hard time protecting Russell. They don't move the line of scrimmage. East to west usually isn't a good thing. But you know something? Deshaun's second in touchdown passing, sixth in passer rating. And O'Brien's got him a quarterback. I mean, they've got injury issues there, but 9-7 is probably going to win it. And don't forget, the first two games, he didn't start. He does not look like he's in over his head. That division is up for grabs. Jacksonville is 4-3. Tennessee's 4-3. Houston's 3-3. The only one that's out of it is Indianapolis. This is a big game for them, and I think it's going to be a big win for them. Houston goes on the road to take care of Seattle out west. And the official coming out party of Deshaun Watson begins. Cowboys and the Skins. Cowboys, both these teams, seasons on the line. Cowboys coming east. Redskins got smoked last week by the Eagles. Good game for three quarters, and then they pulled away. Interesting pick here. I just don't like the Redskins. You know I don't. Not a big fan of the Cowboys either. I think there's going to be a lot of offense in this game. Kirk's going to move the ball, and Washington can run the ball or not. They've got issues with that. And for that reason, in a game where they should be able to move the ball on the ground against Dallas, they're not going to be able to. And Dallas will win this football game. Steelers 5-2, Lions 3-3. Lions are just decimated, literally just torn apart, and there's really not much they can do. Pittsburgh's going to go into Detroit and take the game. Ben's playing pretty well. They got problems in the red zone. But, you know, after the 5 pick against Jacksonville, he beat Kansas City, beat Cincinnati. They're being a little more conservative. The question is whether or not Martavius Bryant continues to be a distraction. And Mike Tomlin, you know, he flat out said, he goes, yeah, you're not forcing this week during practice. Juju Smith-Schuster's going to start. And there's been no drop-off from him. That kid can play. Now, Detroit's coming off a bye, which is going to help them out. This is going to be a good football game. Could it go the other way? Hell yes. But Pittsburgh's got a two-game lead on Baltimore. The rest of the division's horrible. They should win this division going away. And if they can figure out a way to get Bryant on board. And, you know, this is one of those things that just annoys the hell out of me, because they stuck with him through all the suspensions. And even though they did that, he can't be bothered to just keep his mouth shut and be a good soldier. He's complaining about his touches. I don't want to be here. I want to be out of town. Well, you're going to get your wish after the season. Right now, just shut up. And Detroit's on the precipice of going down big time. And a game behind Minnesota. Everything can tighten up this week. 9-7 might win this division, too. Don't forget, we're halfway through. Who's healthy at the end? Literally what it comes down to. Broncos and the Chiefs on Monday night. Well, I like the Chiefs. Broncos are 3-3. They're showing their warts. They got to get a quarterback. Doesn't look like the kid they drafted is going to be it. Otherwise, they'd be going to him by now. And Trevor Siemian could be one of the best backups hanging around the National Football League for the next decade. Literally what it comes down to. Kansas City will win. Zang will be here Monday. You know, you're looking around the conference. Buffalo's hanging pretty tough at 4-2. Miami, I think, is a fraud. They could still get it straightened out, but with Cutler out, I don't know. And they weren't scoring with him. New England, they have their warts. They give up a lot of points. And the Jets are playing hard. But New England's probably going to end up pulling away in that division. I talked to you about the AFC North. Pittsburgh should win that division going away. I think Flacco's going to miss a few games because of the hit by Kiko Alonso. He's going to get suspended. Tennessee, Jacksonville, and Houston, it's all there for the taking. Any of those teams, any of them get hot. Kansas City's going to start pulling away. And that's why this week for Oakland is imperative. They've got to get to 500 and remain two games back. If they drop that game, they're not going to make the playoffs. Interesting stuff in the National Football League. We'll get to the National Football Conference on the other side because there's some really good storylines there. Let's not send Roberto out on the coast. We'll be back.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, thanks to Annie Cruz for coming on board today. And, yeah, she's good. Like I said, check out her radio show on Vivid. Good stuff. You know, in the National Football League, you're only as good as your last week. Well, last week, Eagles were great. And they're creating separation. Giants are 1-6. They can't get out of their own way. Washington's 3-3, and they're a mirage. And the Cowboys, they still have time. But they're nowhere near as good as people thought they were coming into the season. You know, they've got better on defense, but the offense has been pedestrian. Dak and Dez Bryant cannot find a chemistry. It's amazing how fast his star has fallen. Dez, not Dak. Vikings, Packers, and Lions, they're all in it. Bears, for that matter, too, oh my. 7-9 is probably going to win it, maybe even 8-8. And then you got New Orleans sitting on top of the NFC South, and why not them? Again, you got a bunch of other teams scrapping at this point in time. The thing that's been impressive about New Orleans is that they're actually stopping people on defense. And then you go out west, the Rams are for real. Now, they don't have a ton of depth, but they've managed to stay healthy. Their defense is stud. And, oh, by the way, they're leading the National Football League in points scored. Hello. That'll get it done for you. Well, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity next Tuesday. For Senator Roberto, I am Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.